This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Anita Rao. Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order moving the state into phase two of its reopening plan starting this Friday at 5 p.m. In phase two, restaurants will have the option to reopen for dine-in service at 50% capacity. Personal care services like hair salons and barbershops can also open at 50%. And just in time for Memorial Day weekend, swimming pools can accept a limited number of visitors. Other fitness, recreation, and entertainment venues like public playgrounds, gyms, and movie theaters will remain closed. This Phase 2 order is scheduled to run through June 26th. WUNC reporter Will Michaels has been covering the reopening announcement and is with me now. Will, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Anita.
So we knew that this announcement was coming. We were expecting some kind of transition to phase two. This was a little bit different than what the governor had originally laid out. Tell me some of the details.
Right. We were a little bit surprised. I mean, the things that you just mentioned, some of the things like bars and public playgrounds will not be allowed to reopen in phase two. And that's something that the governor, when he laid out his three-phased approach a few weeks back, said that that was a goal, that bars in particular could be open in phase two. It was funny, you know, all through yesterday, we were anticipating that the governor was going to announce this move into phase two. And when it came, you know, the thing that struck me was that the governor and the state health secretary, Dr. Mandy Cohen, were both a little bit wary in some ways about moving fully into phase two, which is why I think the governor described this yesterday as a modest move into the next phase.
And some of that wariness came from the fact that they haven't met to a T all of the metrics that they wanted to. And the one being most important is that our day over day count is still going up. Tell me some of those details.
That's right. So state health officials are covering seven different metrics, and I'll just mention a few. One that you just mentioned was the rise of cases day by day. That is still going up, and that's a major concern for Health Secretary Dr. Cohen. The other things that they're looking at are things like the number of people in the hospital, the percent of tests that are coming back positive, and our testing capacity. You know, are those things, and all of those indicators seem to be okay for the most part. I mean, the thing again, and the case by case, the day over day increase in cases is expected to a certain extent because we are ramping up our testing capacity, and the fact that we are testing more people means that more positive tests will come back. But the percentage of those tests that are coming back positive has actually been going down over the past few weeks, and as Dr. Cohen said, they're looking at all these metrics in about a 14-day period to determine, you know, is there a spike? Is there a leveling off? Is there a decrease? And for the most part, other than that day-by-day increase, the indicators have been either level or decreasing.
And I mean, some people are still saying, though, we may be opening too soon. There was a scorecard that was published yesterday by some health and crisis experts saying they were concerned about how much we had met the criteria outlined by the White House. Is there data to support the argument that it may still be too soon?
Sure, in some ways. I mean, the criteria set out by the CDC and the White House mention a really robust testing capacity, in particular for high-risk individuals like healthcare workers. And, you know, it's you could argue that we haven't quite reached that point. There was also a Harvard study that was released recently that indicated that North Carolina should have more testing and more contact tracers. So I think the arguments there have more to do with our ability to monitor this disease, which health officials have said is a very important metric here, trying to, you know, figure out how many people have been exposed, how much community spread there is. And one thing that Dr. Cohen said the other day was that increase in day-by-day cases does indicate that there is some community spread. In other words, people who might contract the disease, or the virus rather, and not know exactly how they contracted the virus, which is a dangerous indicator in some ways. I mean, this is a virus that does not have a vaccine and is deadly in some cases.
Yeah. So, I mean, I want to talk about that. I mean, so in some ways, nothing has really changed about the virus and how it operates and how it may move through the community, which has led some local leaders like Durham's mayor to have more restrictive policies than what the state has laid out. So tell me about what Steve Shule has said and what they've announced about Durham's transition to phase two.
Sure. So this is still a developing story, but multiple news outlets are now reporting that Durham City and County are actually going to keep some of these restrictions from phase one in place for until June 1st. And that includes keeping places like restaurants and pools closed until June 1st, instead of allowing them to reopen at 50% capacity tomorrow. And yes, Durham has historically had a more restrictive policy in place, things like requiring people to wear masks in public rather than simply encouraging it. So the mayor has said in the past that he is using the power that he has at the local level to be more restrictive because this is an urban area. And of course, we've seen more of a spread in urban areas.
Let's listen to a clip from your conversation with the mayor yesterday.
It's a difficult balance to strike. We know that our decisions are, when we make a more restrictive decision, it helps to save lives and keep people healthy. And we also know that it's damaging to people's livelihoods. And so we're trying gradually, we are succeeding, I would say, in gradually loosening our restrictions as the governor has as well.
So that's Durham Mayor Steve Shule talking about Durham's policies. I'm speaking with WNC reporter Will Michaels. So things may look different city by city, and you mentioned briefly talking about masks. I'd love to know what the policy on masks is going to be moving forward. Is it mandatory in phase two? Are there any new changes to that?
It is still highly encouraged at the state level, but as the governor has said, this is a floor policy. In other words, you know, local governments can go into this and be more restrictive if they would like to be, as Durham has been. They're not supposed to implement any restrictions that are less than what the state has. So in restaurants, for instance, it is strongly encouraged that everyone wear a mask. Under the latest executive order, it is not required, but there are other things in place like social distancing rules for restaurants and caps on the number of people who can be in one party in dine-in situations. So, while these restrictions are being eased, I mean, it really is a very, very baby step.
And it's going to be such an interesting moment for restaurant owners and salon owners because they don't have to open. They have the opportunity to, but there's a lot for them to weigh. I know you've been speaking with some restaurant owners about phase two and how they feel about this idea of opening up at 50% capacity. Tell me what you've been hearing from them.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think it's going to be a very mixed bag for it's going to depend on the restaurant situation. I talked with one business owner, Ali Rudell, who owns East Durham Bake Shop, and she said that, you know, she does not plan to reopen her dine-in services. Here's what she said.
Making a menu that travels is so different than a menu that you're presenting to somebody at a table. So I think it's essentially like running two different businesses, and some businesses are totally set up that way. That's already part of their model. But I think for businesses to be told, you know, you haven't been able to be open, now you can have 50% of your business. I mean, like the dining room, you're paying a square footage there and you're basically only being able to make half as much money to cover that. And when you're talking about a business that has margins under 10%, you know, cutting your business in half is not really going to work for you.
So that's Ali Rudell, the owner of East Durham Bake Shop, talking about phase two's 50% capacity provision. And I'm speaking with Will Michaels, WNC reporter. So, yeah, a lot of complicated factors for her to weigh. Tell me about churches. There's been some interesting movement there. We know that over the weekend, a federal judge blocked the executive order limiting churches to outdoor gatherings. Yesterday, in Cooper's guidance, was there anything about churches or what are the standing guidelines that churches should be operating under?
Right. Governor Cooper was asked about that in particular because, as you said, there was a conservative Christian group that filed a federal lawsuit last week to invalidate this limit on indoor church gatherings to 10 people, and they were successful. And so Governor Cooper said in yesterday's briefing that there is still a limit on gatherings, 10 people indoors and 25 people outdoors, but that does not apply to churches. And so this federal judge's order is really all-encompassing when it comes to church services going forward, it appears. And the governor has said he's not going to appeal that ruling.
We only have about a minute left, but I'd love for you to tell me about how long phase two is expected to remain in place and what metrics are being considered before the state potentially moves on to phase three.
Right. So the governor's plan says 4 to 6 weeks. As you mentioned, the executive order says that this phase two is in place until June 26th. That is about a little more than four weeks away. So we are continuing to monitor that. I mean, as we've talked about, you know, there are so many different metrics, and Dr. Cohen has said that she's looking at all of these metrics as a whole. You can't, you know, just look at one of them going forward. They're looking at it on a rolling 2-week basis to see whether or not the trends are going in the right direction. I mean, there are so many different questions here. Are we going to see a spike in cases? Are we going to see a spike in hospitalizations as we ease more restrictions, you know, and people increase their possible exposure to the virus? What is going to happen? I mean, that has been the question, the ongoing question through this whole thing, obviously. But, you know, they're going to wait and see at least 4 weeks. It could be 6 weeks. But, you know, places like gyms and bars are probably going to have to wait until summer comes before they can open.
All right. We'll wait till then to meet for a drink. Will, thanks so much for talking to me now. Will Michaels, a reporter for WUNC. You can find his reporting at our website,